Yes, perhaps.
Yeah, that's single tree when I heard it.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about a double tree?
No.
And what'd you call a thing if you want to drive your horse and you use a
whip?
What might you say to them to make them go faster and urge them on?
Well, only thing I remember was giddy up or go.
What about to stop them?
They just pull on the reins most of the time to stop. When the holler, haul, to ho. I think my granddaddy always said ho, and then gee and ha when he wanted to, whichever way he wanted to go, right and left.
You mentioned the reins there. When you were, say, plowing, you'd still call those reins?
Reins.
What about if you're riding a horse, those still reins?
They're still reins.
Say you were riding a horse, the things that you put your feet in, you call that the
stirrups.
Talk about wagons, the steel outside part of the wagon wheel. Any name for that?
That was the rim.
And let's see. If you say you saw a man in a wagon, going along there with a wagon load of wood, you would say he was doing what with the wood? He's
hauling.
Say you come across him. Say you're riding out in a wagon, you came across a log in the middle of the road, you would say, well, we just tied a rope to it and pull it out of the way. And
pull it out of the way.
And, let's see. You mentioned plowing. Did you ever see anybody plow?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember any of the different kinds of plows your grandfather might have had?
There was a turning plow, and disc and cultivator, and then he did have what he called a hand seeder that he put on, that when he'd plant his seed that he would put on the plow, some way attach it to the plow and drop his seed through the seeder. I think that's all.
Did you ever have to do any plowing?
No, I walked behind him many a time as he would plow, because that was the thrill of our lifetime, was to be able to, you know, come from the town out to the country and walk in the plow dirt.
Yes, what'd you call the trenches that the plow dug out? Call those
ruts, or I think that's what you call them. Yeah.
And when we're talking about wagons, the thing that the wheel took on to is they go from one wheel to the other.
The axle.
Did you ever see your grandpa do any kind of carpentry or anything around? Did he do any?
Oh, yes, most of that.
What would he call a thing that he might say was sawing some wood, cutting some wood? What would he call a thing that he might lay the wood across?
Saw horses.
You remember, what was
saw
that kind
bench of, or something.
What was it made like?
If I remember right, they were crossed.
Like
an X, with braces down at the bottom, and then they would lay the logs in the X part, the top of it, and cut it from there.
Did you ever have to cut any wood?
Oh yeah, I've cut wood, kindling wood, saw wood, cut down trees. I've done everything like that. I've enjoyed it.
I guess that was pretty hard work.
Well, I didn't do it for a living. We just did it because mostly for wood to burn in the fireplace and things like that. And then, of course, when the trees fell on the house during the hurricane, when I was home with my dad and I, we saw the three trees up and left the wood. Then we stacked the wood and leave it for the fall of the year to use in the fireplace.
Hurricane do much? Does the wind do a lot of damage with the hurricane?
It used to do quite a bit. They're more or less prepared for it now. I'm ready for it when it comes.
What's the best kind of house if you have a hurricane come up? You'd better have a house out of brick or wood, or does it make any difference?
The blocks, the cement stands.